guys. It's Eric from the Hot Pass Podcast. Welcome back. Hot Pass Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. Make sure to follow me there at Furlong Eric _ on all social media platforms. That is Furlong Eric _ on all social media platforms. Make sure to check it out, because when you do, when there's the Friday morning betting show, let me tell you, at Furlong Eric _ on my X feed and Instagram stories, half an hour to an hour before the Trucks and Xfinity races, that's when I'll post my full betting cards. The bets are exclusive to the Friday morning betting show on the Hot Pass Podcast for the Trucks and Xfinity. So you always have to listen and follow me. Go to the Action Network. Link is in the bio. You guys can see all my cup plays. We have already a lot of cup plays. Make sure Hot Pass Podcast, and when you're on there on Spotify or Apple, to leave a 5-star rating. Let's get into it. We were supposed to be on YouTube, but then it comes to find out I can't find the little block for my ring light to make myself ever so beautiful and have the right proper lighting. So the 100th episode, this is the 100th episode. Shouts out to you guys if you've been listening to every single episode. If not, that's okay. We love you anyways. And I wanted to be on YouTube, but, you know, sickness and now this block. I'm going to make sure that I have a proper setup next week, and we're going to be able to get this on the fucking YouTube. All right? Guys, I was extremely sick since I came back from Atlanta. Got the Atlanta sickness. But then every person I've talked to in Canada has been extremely sick. So there's something going around. This is COVID 2.0, baby. And I already got it. So we're fine. So I was extremely nasally and sick, and it was not a good time the last little over a week. So we didn't do a CODA recap. Everybody's already listened to all the podcasts. Austin Cindric not getting penalized, or I mean not getting suspended. I mean, I can give you my quick 2 cents on it, that I wasn't surprised that he only got a fine. We're looking at speeds, and that's exactly what Dale Jr. said. And everybody was talking about was like, there's a different level, or maybe it was Denny Hamlin, but a different level of speeds that was actually, they were racing at the time. But I mean, in my opinion, a right hook is a right hook, and, the level of consistency, I tweeted it out, consistency in NASCAR. They said right hooks, you know, never good. It's never a good thing, and we need to crack down, and that's a no-go. And it's one of the most, or if not the most, irresponsible and dangerous moves in NASCAR. But if you're doing it on a road course, it's not dangerous. So we're only going to fine you, I think it was like $50,000. Okay, so it's only, what happens if you do it on Martinsville or Gateway or a Bristol or something, and it's a short track and they're not going as fast as, like, say a Talladega or, you know, a Vegas or Texas, whatever, right? Like Kansas, you know? Okay. All right. So then it should be okay. If somebody does it on a short track because you're not going as fast, you can't suspend them. You can't suspend them because now you have Austin. This is what we're talking about, of the inconsistencies. So anyways, supposedly Austin said you're a great guy. Supposedly has taken out both Dillon brothers now. So if you're not a fan of the Dillon brothers and RCR, then you have gotten your wish. All right, Cindric is your new favorite driver. Chase Briscoe getting his penalty reverse. Didn't they say he fucked with the whole ass wing in the back? The whole spoiler? You're telling me that you had proof that you didn't? Come on, dog. I mean, obviously they had a good argument, and it was weeks later. But that's huge going into this weekend and throughout the next year. So that poll upholds. Unreal. But they're, dude, they definitely did something. If the rest of the Toyotas, there's only one or two Toyotas in the final 10 there at Daytona for qualifying, and the rest of the Toyotas were dog poo, and you go out and beat all the Fords that have historically been unreal at super speedway qualifying, that you did something. We don't know what, but you did fucking something. Come on now. I think that plays like a lot of, on a week-to-week basis, changes how Chase Briscoe and that team play it. And definitely going into a race where Truex was decently good at, and the Toyotas have been running really well in the spring races. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays it this weekend. I've hummed and hawed a lot about Chase Briscoe this weekend because of his talent that he has in the 14. Has done extremely well. Ends up finishing majority of the time just outside of the top 10 in that 14 car. Even last year, with how bad they were, it's kind of scares me with how slow those cars were. And now you're putting them in a 19 Joe Gibbs car. So, do we take him to win? God, you already know. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. We always do Xfinity and trucks first before Cup, but I already have one driver that I've placed on my Action Network. Shouts out. That I think is going to dominate this goddamn race. I got stage wins bets on him as well. But you never know with Chase Briscoe at like 13-1 on some books. But anyways, let's get into... I'm sorry I wasn't there for Monday's show or whatever, or Tuesday's show. If you guys want any of my opinions on anything, just hit me up in my DMs and I will try and mention it on the next podcast. There was a lot of stuff that went on. Christopher Bell shouts out to Wynn and Kyle Busch. Too bad. So sad. And yeah, let's get into Xfinity out there in Phoenix. God bless her on the little bit of a West Coast swing right now, baby. And what's the race called here, baby? I don't know why I'm calling everybody baby, but shouts out. Also, shouts out to Bet365, supposedly down in the States, Hard Rock, for having top 10s on Xfinity again, baby. The Gov X200, who is in this race? We got Eric Almirola out there playing one of the favorites. Bowman out there, not a very good driver at Phoenix, would not be betting the plus 450 on the dock. Also, that car doesn't necessarily always drive the best. Isn't always the fastest car out there. And yeah, that was kind of it. So let's start off with my bets, man. I mean, we're in the top 10 market. Okay, all right, wait a minute. Let's just address something. The haters in the building. Hate is in the building. Isn't that a Drake line from like years ago? Hate is in the, something like that. Or was it a producer? You know how like, Mike Will made it is like a thing. Cause I remember hearing haters in the building. All right. So like maybe it's that song. Maybe that was the only song. I have issues, dude. Shouts out. To all the haters in the building on Brandon Jones. This is, I've said it before, to be honest, but now he's in a Joe Gibbs car. We're not at a super speedway. We're not at a road course. It's just a horrible start for the races that Brandon Jones is not good at. And now we're going through his bread and butter. So if you want to talk about hating on Brandon Jones and how dog poop he is, I heard a lot of podcasts and they didn't even mention him. So I go, all right, I'll take him. The Hot Pass podcast will take him. And if he doesn't finish inside the top 10, he will hear it from me. I will see him at the track. I go, hey, man, I understand that this betting thing, you guys can't talk about it. But, Brandon, when we're going to short tracks, dog. This is your bread and butter. We need you to perform. And Brandon Jones was minus 120. He's now minus 140 for a top 10. I took him minus 120, jumped on him immediately on Bet365, hammered it. His record at Phoenix, okay, listen up, Canada, is what a hearing aid thing is called. But I'm telling you right now, listen here, bucko. One win, 18 starts. So one win, three top fives, and seven top tens. So about, now, let's just listen here. A lot of those races recently, he has finished outside of the top 10 because he was in the number 9. But listen to this. From 2018 to 2022, in the fall race. Okay. 7th, 7th, 11th, 1st. 3rd, 33rd. Shouts out. 7th, 2nd, and 11th. So he was killing it. And that was all in the Joe Gibbs stuff. And then ever since then, in the number 9, he finished 23rd, 11th, 7th, and 18th. So when you're seeing 11th and 7th in the number 9, where they were absolute dog poop on a weekly basis, he still finished inside the top 10 in the spring race here last year, and then finished just outside in his first year in the championship race in the number 9 car. So right there, doing his thing, and being in the 20 car is the dominant car out of all the cars. Eric Almirola is now in the 19, okay? This guy, Brandon Jones, is now taking over the car that was absolutely dominant every time Eric Almirola would get in the damn car. So I expect him to fucking be there. Please, for the love of God. So minus 120, it's now minus 140. I would still take it. He's in a Joe Gibbs car. And this is the tracks that he is good at, is the short, flat tracks. Look at his record at Martinsville. Okay? So keep an eye out for it. Golly. Austin Hill took him minus 120. It's now minus 140. I would still take it. The guy is unreal here. Let me just pull up these freaking numbers, dog. I mean, and there's another one. Plus 200 on Nick Sanchez. Don't have to really go into the stats other than when he would go to short flat tracks in the truck series, whether it was Phoenix or Gateway and Martinsville. He was extremely good, dude. Extremely good. And you want a bit of a... I'm going to wait. Actually, we were kind of shocked for... Coda, they ended up having the top 10 odds come back up before the start of the race. So if we can get a Nick Sanchez qualifying outside of the top 10 in that 48, slips up in qualifying or something like that, I could see it with just with that number 48 has never been always good at qualifying. They're always just better in race trim. I think personally, Nick Sanchez will be inside the top 10. He'll be hovering probably in the back of the pack of the top 10. Could be a sweat. But if we can get a 3 or 4 to 1, that's when I will take it. So keep an eye out for when the books, after practice and qualifying, when the books reopen, look for the Nick Sanchez number. If he does qualify inside the top 10 and drops down anything below 2 to 1, I will not be taking. I'm looking for it to drift out. Austin Hill's numbers here at Phoenix, all right? He's had 6 starts, 5 top 10s, and 1 top 5. And he was minus 120 for a top 10. What? 5 out of a 6. Unreal. And I think the only time he didn't finish inside the top 10 was it the championship race? No, it was the first time he ever raced here. Other than that, he's finished 9th, 7th, 7th, 4th, and 10th. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Are you for real? And you're offering this to us? The guy that has already won twice this year. Now, I'm going to put up an argument for you pieces of shit that actually support the RCR camp here. In any facet of any racing and anything other than a super speedway. Everybody wants to talk shit on Sheldon Creed for finishing second all the time. Okay, and I'm going to put on my defense on Sheldon Creed here. Not the biggest Creed fan. He's emotionally not really there. A bit of a dry guy. But when he finishes second, what has Jesse Love won on other than a super speedway? I understand that Jesse Love can get to victory lane. But I continuously say, Austin Hill at least won at Homestead, which was a shocker, but we hit the bed, shouts out. But other than that, till Jesse Love, and he's been good here, until Jesse Love shows that he can win at something other than a super speedway, I understand there's talent and how he was racing and everything like that, but until you can show us multiple ways to win like Austin Hill has, yes, you're still a tier above Sheldon Creed because you've gotten wins. But Talladega one was extremely lucky. The Atlanta one, no. Daytona? Where did he win? Daytona. And it was Austin Hill that won in Atlanta. My bad. So Austin Hill's won once. But anyways, I digress. You have to be able to show consistent, capable speed at multiple places until I can actually like give you your good graces, right? So that was my piece on the RCR camp, and I don't know where that even came from. It came out of left field, baby. Anyways, minus 120, Austin Hill, now minus 140 for a top 10. I would hammer the living shit out of it. So, again, keep an eye out on the Nick Sanchez stuff. That's going to be a play at some point if it drifts out. Top five market, man, honestly, go to the Bet365 app. Shouts out, not a sponsor. Sheldon Creed's numbers here are insane. I don't even have to pull him up. Majority of the time, he's inside the top five. He's finished second here before. He's finished third here before. And for the top five, I expect him to qualify well. There's going to be some rubber laid down because of where he's been finishing and where he is in points. He should be qualifying near the end of the pack. Going to be a lot of rubber down, a lot of traction. So I expect him to qualify inside the top 10, and this might not be there. Plus 175 for Sheldon Creed for a top five. I'm going to take it. It's not the most beautiful line, which it was 2-1. But plus 175 for a Sheldon Creed top five, your boy's going to love it. The other ones for a top five. I've hummed and hawed about Austin Hill. He hasn't been the most consistent on getting top fives here. So I'm going to hold off. Maybe I'll regret it. But I like the Brandon Jones at plus 300, guys. I'm not going to lie. It might sound absolutely insane. But Brandon Jones, 3-1. I think he's going to qualify inside the top 10. And this won't be 3-1 anymore. And even if it is, I'd still take it, guys. But Brandon Jones at 3-1 for a top five is a is a quality number. So that's Sheldon Creed plus 175, Brandon Jones at 3-1 for a top five. You love it. Now the Brandon Jones one, he can, remember this, he can make or break you, baby. I was looking at a lot of head-to-head matches. I wasn't too sure on a lot of them. I mean, Gator over Bowman's been fucking bet to hell. One of the most interesting ones would be like Sam Mara and Sammy Smith, but that'd be a sweaty one. So I really can't say much to that. But the better lines are always on FanDuel for outright. So let's go over there. We're going to take a little peek here for the outrights for Xfinity. I already know who I've got. And you guys should have too. Okay. Right now, I'll start with the favorite. Eric Almirola plus 450 to win the goddamn race. We know what Eric Almirola can do when he shows up in the Xfinity races. Does he say some probably racist, heinous shit to Bubba? We'll never know. But plus 450 at Eric Almirola. I'm going to take it after practice and qualifying. If it gets shorter, I'm not going to take it. But I'm hoping he qualifies a little bit bad, so then I can get a better number. I don't think it's going to change much. That's what you guys need to keep an eye out for Justin Allgaier. I don't think he's going to be moving. He's plus 360 right now on FanDuel. I don't think he's going to be moving much. I thought I saw a plus 1,200 for Sheldon Creed and Sam Mayer somewhere at some point. Maybe it got bet down. So maybe I'm right, but now it's changed. God, where did I see that? It might be changed now. You never know. You never know in this world, man. You got to be acting quick with them fingers. Sheldon Creed is 11-1 on Bet Rivers. Okay. It must have moved. Must have moved on FanDuel. They were sitting at 12-1, both those boys. Just keep in mind, Riley Herbst was absolutely unreal in the spring race. Cole Custer has won here in the double zero. Won the championship. Those Stewart Haas cars have not changed. Sam Mayer, okay at this track. Sheldon Creed, unreal. Going into back-to-back-to-back cars from the 2 to the 18 to the double zero, great cars, and should have an opportunity to be able to win this race. God, yeah. The only, jeez. So, yeah, the only numbers I see now are 11-1 to Sheldon Creed. Boy, That's a tough one. I want in on him in some sort of way, some sort of fashion. Do we wait for practice and qualifying and then he just goes, I'm going to take the 11-1 on Bet Rivers. I've talked myself into it. I don't give a fuck. These junior motorsports cars are probably going to be good. Justin Allgaier is going to be up there. But I'm going to take Eric Almirola in the Yoda. I got Sheldon Creed 11-1. You sons of... Man, honestly, give it to me. Give it to me one time. Give it to me twice. Brandon Jones, 22-1. Tell me I'm nuts. On Caesar Sportsbook. Shouts out. Shouts out, man. Honestly. When he qualifies well, y'all going to be wishing you were on it. When he looks fast in practice, y'all going to wish you were on it. There's no way I'm taking... This is why I was talking about Jesse Lovey, is he's plus 800 to win the race on Caesars. Are you high? The man has only won on super speedways. Get out of here, dog. Get out. Yeah, I might be... It looked like I'm wasting my money on Brandon Jones and Sheldon Creed, but when it hits, baby, that's a lot of money. Yeah, man. Unreal. Shouts out. I gotta stop saying that. That's like my thing recently, you know? I don't know why, but I just keep saying it. Oh, God, I wish I got the 12-1 on Sheldon Creed, but 11-1. So those are the plays for Xfinity. Okay. Nick Sanchez, wait to practice in qualifying, see how he's doing. If he qualifies outside the top 10, hopefully the line drifts out. Brandon Jones, minus 120 for a top 10 on Bet365, as well as Austin Hill, all for the same number, all in the same book. We got Sheldon Creed, plus 175 for a top 5. Brandon Jones, 3-1. And then the outrights, Eric Almirola. Going to wait till after practice and qualifying, but he's sitting at plus 450 on FanDuel if you want to take it early. Sheldon Creed on Bet Rivers for 11-1. And Brandon Jones on Caesars, 22-1. Just remember this, guys. When I might change before the races. I might change my betting lines or my picks. I do that from time to time. So sometimes you want to take some of these picks, like the Brandon Jones stuff, get in early. I'll always say trying to wait on certain things. But this is how I'm leaning towards. And so if my betting card looks totally different, I'm just giving you my early insight of who I think is going to look good, who I think I'm going to take, and then the betting card could totally change. That's why you have to follow me. These are my leans. This is the Brandon Jones, how I'm feeling. If a guy like, you know, Brandon Jones crashes out in practice, I'm going to try and cash out my bets if I can, if they give me the same cash out option, you know? So there is that. You got to remember that. So anyways, let's go to Cup. Remember, just remember that there might be some more plays coming down the pipeline. We get different matchups. I haven't even bet a matchup this year. I haven't really liked too many of them, but you just got to pay attention to the full betting card and stuff might change up. Let's go to Cup here. Let's go over to the Action Network. Follow me at @FurlongEric__ on all social media platforms. And make sure to go hit that notification bell on YouTube. Subscribe there as well as hit the 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple for me. Let's get into the Cup Series stuff, guys, here. All right. Unreal race this weekend. The Xfinity is probably going to be the better race. We know this. Sunday is probably going to be a bit of a snoozer. And one of my bets of the weekend is just in case it's a snoozer from a certain guy that likes to make races boring. One thing going into this weekend is obviously got to look at Chase Briscoe not being in penalty issues, as well as how are the Yotas going to perform in qualifying? I got some crazy long shot qualifying bets. The Yotas seem to show up better in the spring race. So keep an eye out for that. Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin were doing really well. Obviously, Christopher Bell dominated that race. I think we hit him at like 14 or 16 to 1 in that race before, like, I called him out on the podcast. That was one of my favorite plays from the very beginning of the year because he looked absolutely speedy. But yeah, so there are some guys that run really well here that I've watched a couple of the races back, definitely the spring ones more so than the finals race, the championship race, because some guys can be extremely checked out. But yeah, I'm looking at guys like Erik Jones. Runs really well, qualifies extremely well here. Go look at his numbers for qualifying on a consistent basis, qualifying inside the top 10. So I'm trying to get in on him early. He's had some good runs, had some issues throughout the race, and doesn't finish the best, but is kind of just there throughout the day, and late race restarts have screwed him. So we're looking at Erik Jones. Noah Gregson has been good, definitely last year. Maybe they'll try and bring the same four car. Those lines have kind of gotten shoddy for him. So if he does qualify bad, you might get a better number on him. But there, Chase Briscoe is just one of the guys that keeps tickling the back of my brain. It'll be interesting. Denny Hamlin hasn't really had the best finishes here in recent years. So I would kind of stay away from Denny. The most interesting ones will be like Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace, one of those drivers where he could qualify well. I think in the championship race, he was supposed to have a really good qualifying lap. He had a great lap going and slipped up and qualified near the rear. So when it comes to betting the pole, I have some bets for that and some good long shots from guys I just mentioned. But I do think it could be a Toyota weekend. But then the Chevy, it just seems like the Fords of Penske and the Fords in general kind of just show up in the championship race. This race isn't always the best for a lot of guys. So let's go through, I'm going to go through my pole bets first. How about that? On Bet Rivers, some insane lines. Noah Gregson qualified, I think, inside the top 10 here last year in the spring race. He's 80 to 1 compared to like 40 or 50 to 1 on other books. 80 to 1, I'm just going to put $10, $15 on it to win the pole. Most likely won't happen, but 80 to 1 is too long for a guy that could qualify inside the top 10, and he was really, really good here last year. And has just shown speed. Erik Jones has qualified on and off inside the top 10 here, even in those shitty Legacy Motorsports cars. 80 to 1 on Bet Rivers as well. Little $10, $15 sprinkle play on there as well. Unreal lines compared to other books where he's sitting at 45 to 1. Double it up, sprinkle a little bit of money, and enjoy qualifying. If they don't hit, if they don't even make it to the final 10, it's just a fun long shot. On Bet Rivers again as well, Bubba Wallace, 20 to 1, where he's sitting at 14 to 1 and like 9 to 1 on other books. 20 to 1 on Bet Rivers, the most beautiful line. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on that, as well as I'm thinking Tyler Reddick to win the pole. Ty Gibbs or Tyler Reddick? Pick between the one or the other. I think Ty Gibbs has been he's scared the shit out of us. I got money on him this weekend, but he scared the shit out of us. So one of those two, I'd take him. Christopher Bell very well could go out and win this goddamn pole and just shit on everybody. But but those are just some fun little plays I like to just watch for on Saturday before the Xfinity races and stuff. But let's get to, I want to talk before we get into the top 10 bets. These are going to be top 10 bets after practice and qualifying because they usually don't qualify well in general. Everybody wants to get in on Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher early. They have a consistent history of not qualifying well and not qualifying inside the top 10. They're sitting around at like plus 160, plus 140 to finish inside the top 10 or whatever book you're looking at. And some people have bet Chris Buescher down to minus odds. I wouldn't be doing that. These guys qualify extremely bad. Sorry, I'm just moving the microphone here. I'm holding it for some reason now because I want to sit on the couch. So let me just move this around, switch to the other hand. God damn it. It's probably hurting your ears and shit. They qualify extremely bad. So you might get a 2-1. You might get, still might hover at plus six, 160, but Brad Kay, probably going to be a 2-1. So I'm going to be on both of those guys for a top 10 or even maybe top fives. I love the fact that Ryan Preece, God, you might even want to bet Ryan Preece for the poll. That would be some crazy long shot shit. But Ryan Preece and Brad and Chris Buescher need to be on your betting cards at some point, some way. Ryan Preece had a bit of an okay run, I think, here in the spring or something like that. Kind of just outside the top 10. Late race restarts, kind of juggling back, I think, if my memory is serving me correctly. And he is a great, like, short track guy. And how RFK has performed here, definitely last year, I expect those guys to work their way up methodically and just put themselves in position. So look at the top 10 odds. If we get a plus 200 for, you know, Ryan Preece, is probably going to be a little bit longer. But if Brad Kay and Chris Buescher drift out a little bit, that's when I'm going to jump on it. That's when I'm going to start looking at their top five numbers. Those are the guys I'm going to start looking at. Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski, definitely if they drift out to like a 5-1, 6-1 for a top five, mother of God, give it to me. I'll probably put a half a unit, full unit on it. So take a look at those guys. The lines have moved. I'll go to one of some of the bets I already have. On Bet365 on my Action Network, link is in the bio. I've got Bubba Wallace at 2-1. He opened up a plus 250 on Bet365. I ended up getting him at 2-1. Bubba could qualify really well. This is what I'm anticipating, is him to qualify well and then end up, this number will be gone. It's already gone. He's sitting at plus 180. I don't know if I'd be betting that. I like that 2-1 number. It just sounds, doubling your money is always nice. So Bubba, I expect to qualify inside the top 10, definitely with how he performed at the Clash, different track, but short flat track, and with the new crew chief and everything and Booty being gone, I expect great things. Bubba on these kind of tracks, Phoenix hasn't always been his best one, but on these tracks, he's had a lot of the time it's these late race restarts that have shuffled them back, but he'll drive inside the top 10 or just outside. And with this new crew chief and his son being born and winning that dual race, I think it's just going to jump him mentally into the right gear and send him into the top 10 for sure. So plus 200 was a great number. I also, Ty Gibbs, championship race, obviously immediately like crashes out. But last year, finished second or third here in the spring race. I expect him to do the same. Not necessarily the same, but he's top 10 at plus 140 on Bet365, so I put 1.4 units on that. Bounce right on it. I feel good about Ty Gibbs. I expect him to qualify extremely well inside the top 10. I expect him to even be in contention to win the pole. So if he doesn't, then fuck us, right? But Ty Gibbs, don't let us down, baby. I feel good about that. Now, Erik Jones, I took him early on Bet365. The reason why I bet him plus 600 for a top 10 on Bet365 is because Bet365, they don't ever just drop down your cash out option immediately. Like DraftKings, you put it in, say it's $100, they'll always take 10 off the top and give you $90 back. Bet365 doesn't. So I placed it just in case the line moved. FanDuel actually has Erik Jones at plus 750 for a top 10. I'm going to put like 0.3, 0.4 of a unit on there and enjoy that and watch that and see if he does qualify well. That number's going to be gone. And this will be a sweaty one. It's a fun play, just like last week with Todd Gilliland, plus 1,400 for plus 1,100 for a top 10. That's why you got to follow me. Bumping into Ross Chastain on the final turn. Shouts out. This is just one of those fun long plays where he kind of just puts himself in contention, and it's always the late race restarts that drift it back, so don't bet your mortgage on it. But Erik Jones plus 750 on FanDuel I'm going to change that those odds on my Action Network so you guys can get those numbers. other than that, man, I've looked at top fives. I want to wait on the Chris Buescher and the Brad Keselowski. I think that's kind of where I'm leaning for a top five market. I mean, the better your life could be Kyle Larson for a top five, but Kyle Larson on this track isn't necessarily even the best either. But you're going to hear me in the outright positions for that one. God, Chase Elliott, huh? Kind of low-key a good pick this weekend, I think. God, I might shoot myself in the foot on this one and not take him. I hope he qualifies bad so we can get a better number on the outrights and top fives and stuff. So take a peek at that. I you know, Chase Elliott's been good, and I think this could be a good year. Ross Chastain, always really good here. Qualifies, actually. One of his negative sides is Ross Chastain is qualifying, and he qualifies well here. One of my favorite top five, God, now that I'm looking at it again, if Bubba qualifies well, he's 8-1 on Bet365 for a top five. I'm taking it. I'm fucking taking it. Half a unit on it. Let's have some fun. Ty Gibbs, I'm putting a full unit on him for a top five at +400. Brad Keselowski is sitting at 5-1, and Chris Buescher at 4-1 for a top five right now, but I expect him to qualify bad. So we're going to get a little on Bubba, little top five for 8-1. That's a long number for a good car. And then we'll hold off on, we're going to put money on Ty Gibbs for top five, or hold off on the other boys, see how they play out. And then outrights. Let's just go to outrights. I don't really touch top threes. Okay. Oh, stage one winner and stage two winner, I'm taking Kyle Larson. He's +425. I think you can find him +450 on Caesars for stage one winner. I'm putting a unit on it. This is the kind of thing where if Kyle Larson does make it a snooze fest, and I expect him to qualify inside the top 10, you win money early, and it just helps you out later on in the race. He is a stage-winning machine. You would make a lot of money. I've made a lot of money. Or even just my whole, like, the end of the race gets totally fucked up with a late race restart and all my bets die, but I hit him for stage one or stage two or both. Winner. So stage two or stage one winner. I was good for the rest of the race. You can chill. And I've done that multiple times now. So if he decides to stink it up, I'm going to take him stage one winner at +450 on Caesars, and stage two winner somewhere. They had him either 6 or 7-1. So hunt around for that. I like those for Kyle Larson. Just in case he wants to make it a snooze fest. And to win, Kyle Larson, +850 on FanDuel. I'm going to switch to 8 that I got at BetMGM to FanDuel at +850. Sitting 6-1 on a lot of other books. God, I'm really humming and hawing about Chase Briscoe. He's been extremely aggressive, had a great run going at COTA, and screwed himself by getting tires or whatever late in that race. We'll see about that. God, Bubba Wallace at 50-1 would be fucking crazy. I expect him to do well at Vegas next week. That's where you're going to see me betting his outright, but we'll see. But Kyle Larson, you can always trust him to make a race boring and just winning your money. Feel confident about it all day. Late race restarts, great pit crew, all that. Ty Gibbs at 25-1 on Bet365. I think that's the best number you can find. Let me see if you can find a better one on FanDuel here. Ooh, the odds are shifting on FanDuel. Somebody's doing some late night betting. Ty Gibbs 28-1 on FanDuel. Bang. Let me get it, baby. Ones I'm going to watch out for is Bubba. We'll see. Maybe I'll sprinkle 10, 20 bucks on him just for the juju. I'm already going to have a lot of exposure on him. I'm top 10s and top 5s. I don't think he's going to be able to have it to win, so we'll probably hold off on it. But I want to keep an eye out for Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski. I just want to keep an eye on him. I just really want to hold off just for a minute. Wait till they qualify, see if it drifts out a little bit. We'll see. Okay? Those are the picks. Let's go through it again. Wait till after practice and qualifying. We'll look at Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski for a top 10. We've got Eric Jones at +750 for a top 10 on FanDuel. Shouts out. 2-1. Now this line has moved, but Bubba Wallace, 2-1 on Bet365 for a top 10. Ty Gibbs at +140 on Bet365 for a top 10. What else? We've got top fives, we have Bubba Wallace at 8-1, which is just insane. On Bet365, Ty Gibbs at +400 for a top five. On Bet365, we'll wait for the Chris Buescher and the Brad Keselowski kind of fucking plays. We'll see how that plays out. Stage one winner, Kyle Larson. Stage two winner, Kyle Larson. Find out the best number on whatever books you got. And then to win, Kyle Larson +850 on FanDuel, as well as Ty Gibbs at 25-1 or 28-1 on FanDuel. And God, it's the other cars. Tyler Reddick is sitting out there. What's William Byron sitting at? Because that motherfucker just kind of puts himself in a position. 10-1, I don't want it. 10-1, I don't want it. Guys you need to really watch out for is obviously Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney. We haven't even talked about those guys. They're going to be there. Those are the guys that are going to just stink it up right at the end and make you miserable. Joey Logano, obviously, pretty good here. But guys like Chase Briscoe, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, they all scare the shit out of me. Kyle Busch could also come out of nowhere. There's so many guys. This is why it's so much better than F1, because there's so many guys that could win on a weekly basis. And you start questioning yourselves. Okay? Anyways, that has been the Hot Pass Podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it. Go to the Hot Pass Podcast, wherever you find your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It always helps out. Gets us more viewership and more eyes on the podcast. Go to @FurlongEric_. That is FURLONGERIC _ on all social media platforms, mainly because you get to see my beautiful face. Get to see all my nonsense I tweet out and say on my Instagram stories, as well as truck and Xfinity bets are always exclusive to the Hot Pass Podcast, and I will always post them on my Instagram story and my X feed half an hour before the race. This week, race is at 5 p.m. for Xfinity on Eastern time. I'll post it about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, okay? But always listen to the Hot Pass Podcast, get my early insight of who I think is going to be good. Brandon Jones, let's fucking get it done. And always go to the Action Network. Link is in my bio. Or wherever you find my podcast, link is always there. Go to the Action Network, see my early cut plays sitting there. And I'm happy I'm back, guys. We're getting the YouTube. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I got to get this block together. We're going to have a bit of a setup out here on the couch. We're going to get a new boom arm so then I can have a setup so I don't have to hold the fucking microphone. We're going to get some new stuff. We're going to get the setup really good. And then we're going to be back on there so you guys can see my beautiful face. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Make sure to follow me so you can see all the bets and the final plays and then my reactions and stuff. And I'm going to try and come out with those videos of me breaking it down that you guys really enjoyed. They got like 1,000 views or whatever in the Daytona Speed Weeks. We're going to try and get those videos back out now that I'm feeling better. All right, that's it. No more jibber jabber. It's been 43 minutes. Would love you guys. I'll talk to you guys later, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Peace.